Well, today is the feast day of St. Bernardine of Siena, who's called the second founder of the Franciscan Order. He lived 200 years after St. Francis of Assisi, and after about 200 years, the Franciscans had become lax and had begun to fall away from their original rule that St. Francis had given them of poverty, chastity, and obedience. So God raised up the great Bernardine of Siena to help reform the Franciscan order and to bring about a renewal in it. He was born on September 8th in the year 1380, and he died in the year 1444. He's from Siena, Italy. His father was a politician, a governor. He lost both his parents when he was a young boy. He was left as an orphan. He was raised by an aunt whom he later took care of as she contracted an illness and was dying. As a young man, he was known for his great sense of humor, his wit. He was really the life of the party. If you studied the four temperaments, he was really what was called a sanguine personality, somebody who loved people and loved to be around people. He had a major conversion, though, in his 20s when the plague struck Italy. He felt called to take care of the sick and the dying. And so he gathered around himself some other young men, and they began to work in the streets, taking care of those dying of the plague. He himself, even though did not catch the plague, he was sick for a number of months. After his recovery, he joined the Franciscans at the age of 22, and then spent 12 years in prayer and solitude, preparing for his life's work as a Franciscan. He was cured of the Blessed Mother, and became the greatest preacher that Italy has had. In fact, one of the popes called him the greatest preacher since St. Paul. Sometimes he'd have crowds of 30,000 people come to hear his talks. He was really known for two things: promoting devotion to the holy name of Jesus, and also really the invention of the holy card. He's one of the ones that helped to promote holy cards. Now, the way these two things came about was he noticed that the two main problems in Italy at that time were using God's name in vain and gambling. The gambling was a major problem. And so to combat the use of bad words and cursing and God's name in vain, he said, let's promote devotion to the holy name of Jesus. And so he began to write the name of Jesus on holy cards and distribute them. He's the one who invented the three letters IHS. I'm sure some of you have seen those on vestments, in churches. Those are the first three letters of the name of Jesus in Greek. So that stands for the name of Christ. Later on, the IHS also stands for Jesus, Savior of Humanity. The I for Jesus, the H for hominum, mankind, and S for Salvatore. But originally, it stood for the holy name of Christ. And this was one way that he began to promote this, the holy name of Christ, which was used so often in a bad way. And then gambling, he noticed that gambling was a big problem in Italy at the time. People were using their playing cards and playing poker and all sorts of things. And he went to one of the manufacturers of these playing cards and said, I want you to stop making these things. And the owner of the company says, well, if I do, I'll lose all my money. Well, St. Bernardine said, well, instead, make holy cards of the saints. Make pictures of Jesus, Mary, and St. Joseph, and St. Francis. And so he did. And apparently this owner of the new holy card company began to be very wealthy. And he made more money doing that than he did by making playing cards. Well, during the life of St. Bernardine, the Franciscan order grew from 300 friars to 4,000 friars, and he was the great reformer of that order. He was offered to be an archbishop on three different occasions. He refused every time. He did become the vicar general of the Franciscans, and by the time of his death at 64, had really brought about a great renewal of the Franciscans. He was canonized in just 6 years after his death. And so today we honor the great saint who promoted goodness, things like the holy cards, holy pictures of the saints, and also the holy name of Jesus. Let me end with a little quote from Pope John Paul II, because he recommends a practice that has gone away from the church, and that is placing the holy name of Jesus on your door or in your home, above the door, written in chalk, or perhaps some other place in the home. Pope John Paul II says, St. Bernardine was the inventor and the propagator of the trigram IHS, which stands for Jesus. He had it painted on a tablet in gold with rays all about it. By this means, Friar Bernardine spread devotion to the most holy name of Jesus wherever he went. It had been practiced in monasteries and convents for centuries, but now it became a common good of the Christian people. How I wish that celebration may also contribute to this aim, to bring back the name of Jesus to the doors and interiors of houses as a sign of faith and Christian life of a family. I ask this of fathers and mothers, but also of young people whom I esteem and love. Put the name of Jesus upon your houses. I repeat this request in the very words of St. Bernardine. Quote, the name of Jesus, put upon your houses, in your chambers, and hold it in your hearts. St. Bernardine devoted himself to preaching the gospel under this holy sign, which he called the refuge of sinners, the banner for the Christian soldier, the medicine for the languishing, the comfort of the suffering, the honor of believers, the splendor of the evangelized, the aid of the sick, and the satisfaction of the weak, the joy of the contemplative, and the glory of the triumphant. So what a great message that is for us today, to always respect the holy name of Jesus, especially when it's used so often in bad ways in the media, and to also protect our houses by placing the holy name of Jesus either on the door or somewhere in the house. God bless you.